The Beijing Plus 10 conference ends Friday. The UN-sponsored meeting in New York is a follow-up to the historic 1995 International Women's Conference in Beijing, China. To make the gathering more accessible to women in developing countries, cyber dialogues are taking place over the Internet. This is believed to be the first time such an effort has been used to increase participation at UN conferences, and organizers are encouraged by the results. Since Beijing Plus 10 opened on February 28th, about 30 people a day have taken part in the online discussions. Women from Africa, Latin America, Asia, and North America have taken part. Colleen Lomorna, founder of the South African group GenderLinks, is one of the leading organizers.
Well, the dialogues are actually structured around themes. There are 7 dialogues, and we took the 12 critical areas of concern in the Beijing Platform for Action, as well as the UN's Millennium Development Goals, and we sort of merged them into 7 themes.
Those themes have included women's rights, sustainable development, gender and governance, and HIV/AIDS. While 30 participants a day in the cyber dialogues may not sound like a large number, Ms. Lomorna says it's quite an accomplishment.
This concept is completely new. I don't think it's ever been done at any UN conference. And remember, this was being done by a very small NGO from the South that just had an idea and then contacted different networks around the world. And I think what is encouraging is that I would say at least 2/3, if not more, of our participation is from developing countries. So that's great. We're particularly pleased by the response from Africa. Obviously, that's where we made our biggest push to get participation.
As part of the daily cyber dialogues, officials from the United Nations and elsewhere visit UNIFEM's offices in New York, headquarters for the project.
I think for all these people, what is great is that for them, as experienced as they are, this technology is completely new. They have no concept of how it would work until they actually sit here and answer questions. And when they see it in how it works, they can see the enormous potential of it.
For example, some see cyber dialogues as a means of increasing advocacy across sub-Saharan Africa. But what about those who cannot type? After all, a keyboard must be used to ask questions or make a statement.
Well, in a couple of instances where that has been the case, and of course, ironically, usually the higher you go, the less likely people are to be able to type. So it's usually with the more senior people. And we found when we did this in South Africa that actually, privately, that was one of the deterrents for our ministers to come and participate because they didn't want to expose the fact that they couldn't type. But no, we've dealt with that by just making it clear that if anyone needs that kind of help or support, we'll provide it.
The program could be used again in September when the United Nations holds a follow-up conference on its 2000 Millennium Development Goals. For those still wishing to take part in the Beijing Plus 10 cyber dialogues, go to www.cyberdialogues.org, and cyber is spelled C-Y-B-E-R. That's www.cyberdialogues.org. Joe DiCapua, Voice of America News, Washington.